Tennessee Farm Bureau President's Conference is a success. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The Tennessee Farm Bureau recently held their 69th annual State President's Conference in Franklin.
We've just got so much information, it's hard to absorb all of it so quickly, but it's a very good meeting. We appreciate what the Farm Bureau does to supply us with the information that we need, that we can go back and share it with our other board members, and then also to share it with our whole community, not just the Farm Bureau people. We need to get our message out to the general community.
Claiborne County Farm Bureau President Lawrence Fultz says this meeting gives them a chance to come and learn about issues vital to their farming operations and gives them the tools to take back to their home communities to share with both the farming and non-farming public. Rutherford County Farm Bureau President Marvin Whitworth agrees.
I think it's been one of the best conferences that I've ever attended for Farm Bureau. We've had a lot of good informative sessions and timely issues, and from health care to animal rights to other economic things that deal with agriculture that we have to face every day. So I think it's been an outstanding weekend.
And sessions geared around issues that farmers across the state are facing, including water quality, trespassing, health care, and greenbelt taxes, were addressed at the conference. Weekly County President Gary Hall.
Very educational. This time y'all have got educational speakers every morning and evening. We've had a very good one on the water quality, the trespass laws, and today I sat in on the energy, electric energy, how that's developing in our region.
The farm leaders also heard keynote addresses from TVA's chief executive Tom Kilgore and 7th District Congressman Marsha Blackburn, and an inspiring presentation from Sergeant Greg Stubbe, a Green Beret from Tipton County who was critically injured in 2006 in Afghanistan. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.